Continuing Part G, the Teaching the Gospel course. Lesson 12, Go Forth and Teach. Purpose: to give class members the opportunity to strengthen one another in their efforts to improve as teachers. Note to the teacher: the Lord taught an important principle of gospel teaching when he said, "Appoint among yourselves a teacher, and let not all be spokesmen at once, but let one speak at a time, and let all listen unto his sayings, that when all have spoken, that all may be edified of all, and that every man may have an equal privilege." Doctrine and Covenants, section 88, verse 122. Today's lesson, the final lesson in the Teaching the Gospel course, provides an opportunity for class members to teach and edify one another as they share their feelings about the doctrines, principles, skills, and methods that they have learned during this course. Structure the lesson carefully so that each class member has time to participate. Preparation. 1. In advance, remind class members of the assignment they were given to prepare for this lesson. See Assignment 3 on page 237. 2. Consider how each class member has progressed during the course and what you have learned from each class member. Be prepared to share some of these thoughts as part of the lesson. Suggested lesson development. Briefly share your testimony about the importance of teaching the gospel and about the privilege to serve as a teacher. Then read the statement below by Elder Jeffrey R. Holland, asking class members to listen carefully to see how the statement could serve as a summary for this course. Whether we are instructing our children at home or standing before an audience in church, let us never make our faith difficult to detect. Remember, we are to be teachers come from God. Never sow seeds of doubt. Avoid self-serving performance and vanity. Prepare lessons well. Give scripturally based sermons. Teach the revealed doctrine. Bear heartfelt testimony. Pray and practice and try to improve. In our administrative meetings, let us both instruct and edify, as the revelations say, that even in these our teaching may ultimately be from on high. The church will be the better for it, and so will you. For as Paul said to the Romans, "Thou therefore which teachest another, teachest thou not thyself?" In Conference Report, April 1998, page 33, or Ensign, May 1998, page 27. Invite each class member in turn to make his or her presentation. See Preparation, Item 1. Conclusion. Observations. As time permits, share your observations of class members' progress during the course. See Preparation, Item 2. Talk about some things you have learned from class members. Testimony. Bear testimony as prompted by the Spirit. You might also include expressions of confidence, encouragement, and support as class members go forth to teach the gospel. End of Lesson 12, Part G, Go Forth and Teach. End of Teaching, No Greater Call, a resource guide for gospel teaching.
This concludes Teaching No Greater Call, a resource guide for gospel teaching. Recorded in the studios of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, at the Motion Picture Studio in Provo, Utah, and the Conference Center in Salt Lake City, Utah. Read by Tom Lithgow, Scott Tippetts, Michelle Visaraga, and Dwayne Case. December 2006.